Thank you, Mr. Chair. The South African delegation congratulate you on your election as chairperson of the 17th session of this intergovernmental working group. Chairperson, the working group meets this week, sadly, to once again to assess the situation on racial discrimination worldwide, which is a discussion one would have hoped would no longer be necessary. Sadly, the current global trends are characterized by the resurgence of racist and extremist movements promoting false supremacy ideologies based on extreme populist and nationalist movements, which inevitably has precipitated racism, racial discrimination, xenophobia, and interrelated intolerances in many regions of the world. Such movements and individuals have become emboldened by the reach and the anonymity of the modern means of communications. Mr. Chair, South Africa's delegation also in August 2018 joined other delegations in calling for the advisory committee study on assessing racial equality in the world with reference to the UNGA 72/175 of 2017. As such a study is an appropriate way and means of assessing racial equality and inequality in the world as envisaged under the UNGA resolution, and will underline the need for full and effective implementation of the Durban Declaration and Program of Action as the only instructive outcome aimed at combating racism, racial discrimination, xenophobia, and related intolerance. Such a study and its disaggregated data will focus the attention on the perpetrators and the recognition and the plight of the victims. With just more than 1 year left till the celebration of the 20th anniversary of the Durban Declaration and Program of Action, South Africa encourages all states to fully implement the provisions thereof. Chairperson, our delegation lastly call on the working group, as requested in HRC 42's resolution L28, From Rhetoric to Reality, a call for global concrete and action against racism, to commence preparations for the commemoration in 2021 for the 20th anniversary of the adoption of the DDPA, and encourage civil society to join states to highlight that much work still needs to be done aimed at combating racism, racial discrimination, xenophobia, and racial intolerances. Thank you, sir.